Welcome to the AI Daily Roundup for July 11th, 2026. Meta just dropped a model priced at roughly a quarter of the top competition, and Zuckerberg is claiming it beats Opus 4.8 and GPT on agent reasoning benchmarks. That's a bold statement.
That's the kind of pricing move that forces everyone else to react, and it lands the same week OpenAI announced a 25x cost reduction on GPT. Something is happening fast on the cost curve right now.
Starting with Meta, MuseSpark 1.1 comes in at $1.25 per million input tokens and $4.25 output, with computer use, parallel subagents, and a 1 million token context window baked in. There's a public preview with $20 in free credits, and a heavier model codenamed Watermelon is still in training.
The agentic features are what stand out to me. Parallel subagents plus computer use is a serious combination for anyone building automation pipelines. The price point makes it hard to ignore, even if you're already committed to another provider.
Right alongside that, OpenAI announced GPT with a health intelligence focus. The Luna variant matches GPT-5.5 GPT, its highest reasoning setting, while costing 25x less. It also powers ChatGPT work, which is rolling out now to pro, enterprise, and edu users.
25 times cheaper for comparable reasoning is the kind of number that rewrites project budgets overnight. Health intelligence is a clear vertical bet, but the cost reduction is the real headline for most builders.
And speaking of GPT, there's a separate demo worth flagging. The Sol variant completed a roughly 1,000-line coding task for Snorkel AI start to finish. No repeated prompting, fully autonomous execution.
That's the threshold people have been waiting for, not just autocomplete, but sustained, hands-off completion of a real engineering block. That's a different category of tool. Shifting into developer tooling, there's a lot moving here today. Cursor pushed an update with persistent side chats, durable agent conversations you can at mention to inject context into main threads, plus a searchable local index covering thousands of past conversations and new cloud agent hooks.
The searchable history is the part I find most interesting architecturally. Heavy Cursor users accumulate enormous conversation context over time, and right now most of that just disappears. Indexing it locally is a genuinely useful fix.
On the Anthropic side, Claude Code's desktop app now ships with a sandboxed in-app browser. So Claude can read docs, click through designs, and interact with sites the same way it handles local builds, all inside the IDE.
Closing the browse-then-code loop without leaving the environment is a meaningful tightening of the agentic dev cycle. The sandboxing part matters too. You want that isolation when you're letting a model click around the web. There's also an open-source tool called Office CLI worth flagging, single binary. No Office installation required. Gives AI agents full read, edit, and automation control over Word, Excel, and PowerPoint. It has a built-in HTML rendering engine that converts those file formats to HTML or PNG.
Enterprise automation has been quietly bottlenecked on Office file handling for a long time. A zero-dependency solution that closes the render-look-fix loop for agents working with documents fills a real gap.
On the memory architecture side, the AI engineer published a comparison of four frameworks: MemZero, ZEP, Leda, and Cogni. MemZero extracts facts, ZEP builds a temporal knowledge graph, Leda lets the agent self-edit its own memory, and Cogni builds a usage-weighted graph. The right pick depends on how much of your stack you're willing to rearchitect.
Memory is increasingly where production agents differentiate, not just the base model. That breakdown is a practical map for anyone making that architectural decision right now.
Also trending on GitHub, Desktop Commander MCP, which is an MCP server giving Claude terminal control, file system search, and diff-based file editing in a single package. No custom tooling required.
Low-friction terminal access via MCP lowers the bar significantly for local automation. If you're already on Claude, this is a fast path to serious file management capabilities.
Two more from GitHub Trending: Agent Skills by Adi Osmani encodes senior engineer workflows, quality gates, and best practices into reusable skills for AI coding agents. The goal is consistent production-grade behavior, not just code generation.
That framing is important. Codifying engineering judgment is the missing layer between AI writing code and AI actually shipping production software. There's a big difference between those two things.
And Arcify converts plain English system descriptions into self-contained HTML architecture, sequence and data flow diagrams. Works with Claude, Codex CLI, and OpenCode. Exports up to 4x resolution in PNG, JPEG, WebP, or SVG.
Diagram generation has been a consistent friction point in agentic dev workflows. Making it a one-liner removes a task that normally breaks the flow entirely. Moving over to infrastructure, an internal memo revealed that Meta's first proprietary AI chip, called Iris, enters manufacturing in September. Bug testing wraps in roughly 6 weeks before it starts handling inference workloads currently running on third-party GPUs.
Custom silicon is the long game for inference cost control. Reducing dependence on NVIDIA in a supply-constrained market is strategically huge. And this is Meta's most significant push in that direction yet. Pair it with Muse Spark's aggressive pricing, and you start to see the full picture. On the research side, a piece from the new stack makes the case that bad retrieval beats bad generation every time in agentic systems. Most failures blamed on the LLM actually originate in the context-building step. There's a Spextory case study showing how ranking implementation snippets above architectural decision discussions derails an agent reasoning over past coding sessions.
This is a critical reframe for teams that have been chasing better models while their retrieval quality is mediocre. If the wrong sources go in, even the best model produces a confident wrong answer. Also on the research front, Google DeepMind's latest podcast features Neil Nanda on mechanistic interpretability, specifically chain of thought as a scratchpad window into model reasoning. Topics cover interpretability techniques, safety auditing, and where the field is heading.
As frontier models take on higher stakes work, interpretability moves from academic curiosity to something teams actually need to audit. The chain of thought framing as a scratchpad is a useful mental model.
Jumping into applications, a taxonomy is emerging around knowledge worker agents. Five labs now ship them: OpenAI with ChatGPT work on GPT, Anthropic with Claude Cowork, plus Microsoft, Perplexity, and Amazon. The piece identifies four user archetypes: knowledge worker, self-hosting power user, developer, and enterprise, and argues the differentiator is increasingly who the agent is built for, not what it can do.
The persona stratification point is real. At some capability ceiling, positioning and UX decisions start to matter as much as raw benchmarks, and we may be hitting that ceiling.
Anthropic also launched a feature called Reflection, a beta dashboard for free, pro, and max users to review their Claude activity over 1 to 12 months, showing usage patterns and topic breakdowns. Engineering leaders are already raising concerns that a tool meant to foster discernment could actually deepen AI dependence.
The tension there is real. Surfacing usage data is a transparency move, but whether it changes behavior or just makes people more aware of habits they keep is an open question. The regulatory angle is worth watching too. Google's Project Genie now has a Street View grounding feature. Uses real Google Maps locations as seeds to generate interactive 360-degree virtual environments from a text prompt or real-world starting point. Worlds are built frame by frame from user actions.
Grounding generative world building in actual geography is a meaningful step beyond toy demos. The ability to simulate experiences from any mapped location is a different kind of useful. Lang Chain shared a demo worth calling out, a four-node Lang Graph agent using the Perplexity AI Agent API researches financials, product, and market in parallel, then synthesizes a cited VC investment memo in about 90 seconds for 40 cents. The synthesizer node works tool-free, writing only from what the research nodes returned.
Concrete cost and time benchmarks like that make the ROI case tangible in a way abstract capability claims don't. 40 cents in 90 seconds for a cited investment memo is a number a business person can actually act on.
Switching to industry and business, LaunchDarkly CTO Cameron Edizadi argues there are no more true individual contributors. Every engineer now manages AI agents and needs project planning and coordination skills that used to be reserved for managers. Gartner is backing the structural shift, predicting 60% of organizations will run smaller software engineering teams by 2029.
The hiring and leveling implications are significant. Performance frameworks built for IC contributors are already misaligned with what these roles actually require, and most companies haven't caught up.
OpenAI also doubled its bio bug bounty to $50,000 and converted it into a permanent private program targeting researchers who can find universal jailbreaks defeating biosafety guardrails. They're actively recruiting AI red teamers and biosecurity experts.
Making this an ongoing program rather than a one-time audit signals they're treating biological risk as a persistent threat surface. Sustained financial incentives are a meaningful commitment.
And wrapping up, The Verge's Nilay Patel laid out a hard constraint on AR glasses. Useful ones require a continuously recording camera whose data must go to the cloud, because no chip small enough to fit in a glasses stem can process it locally in real time. The only alternative is a Vision Pro-sized rig with an external battery pack.
This is the kind of constraint that doesn't get engineered away. It's a physics and power budget problem. Patel's framing that the industry is making a societal privacy choice on everyone's behalf is the uncomfortable part of the argument.
That's everything for today. It's a landscape where the cost curve is compressing fast and the infrastructure, tooling, and ethical questions are all racing to keep up. We'll see you Monday on the AI Daily Roundup.